Good morning, good chodesh to all. Help yourself to coffee and donuts and to our abridged Sharim B'Tfila this morning. And we are continuing with the Pirkei Siyum. Rav Pinkus is concluding his wonderful Sefer by reminding us that prayer is the opportunity each and every day to get lost within a conversation with Hashem. So much going on around us, which is chaotic, stressful, which requires our time, our attention, which can wear on us. And when we have the opportunity to be in an audience with the Almighty, we have an opportunity to talk to God, we can get lost in that conversation. We can extract ourselves from the world with all its pressures, and we can find refuge, we can find peace and tranquility within that conversation with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Umatova upshuta etza nifla shaskira sa'inayim. We're on Kuf Samaches 168, three lines from the end of the first paragraph. What a wonderful opportunity we have, he says, to close our eyes while we daven. The imagery or the idea of closing our eyes is not to go to a land of make-believe. We can't wish our challenges or problems away. But that while we're engrossed in that conversation, not to be distracted by the things going on around us. And to close our eyes, to realize as if we have the opportunity, even if for a moment or a few brief moments, to transcend the world with its problems and to experience an audience with the Almighty with its tranquility. There's nothing else in the world. There's nothing else we're doing at that moment. All there is the appearance with Hashem. So to close our eyes is a physical expression that helps us transition from this world to spending a few moments with God in the other world, even while yet we're in this world. Zohar makes a beautiful statement. We studied it last Shabbat Shuva when we learned about mindfulness. Rav Chaim Friedlander has an entire sefer about mindfulness. And he quotes, he builds a lot on this Zohar. Shetalmid Chacham b'chinas Shabbos. That a scholar, a righteous person, has the status of Shabbos all week long. What does that mean? They don't do malacha? They don't get in the car, turn on a light? Of course not. The weekday is the weekday. Shabbos is Shabbos. The prohibitions of Shabbos don't apply to the weekday. So what does it mean that a righteous scholar has the status of Shabbos all week long? What does it mean for all of us to aspire to have that status of Shabbos? Even though what the Zohar really means is something very deep, but for our low level of understanding, says Rav Pinkus, what it means is this. What is the purpose of the mandate to rest from Shabbos? Why are we obligated to not do creative labor on Shabbos? Because 6 days a week we work. Pru, Revu, Malu, Ha'aretz. 6 days, go conquer the world, V'kivshua, conquer the world. Manipulate nature, discover technological advance. Go conquer the world, says God, it's yours. One day a week, be at peace with nature. Be at peace with the world around you. Stop trying to control it and manipulate it. Stop trying to be in charge of it and conquer it. Just be at peace with it. Which is why malacha is not resting from labor, physical labor. It's resting from creative labor. We're not trying to conquer the world. Why? Because first of all, we're imitating Hashem, who for 6 days worked and then ceased that work. But also because we too achieve a level of tranquility, of serenity. When you let go and let God, when you stop trying to be in control, when you stop feeling obligated to achieve and conquer all, when you're able to simply let go, you're able to find an inner peace, which you don't have the rest of the week, when there's a task list and so much to do and so much to accomplish and so many burdens and so much that's weighing on you. So that notion that Shabbos is a time of disconnection from the mundane, which creates a connection to the holy, that ability to be mindful, to have a tranquility, to be at peace and to shut out everything that's not important right now, to focus only on the here and now, that the righteous person is able to achieve not only on Shabbos, but the righteous person is able to achieve that all week long. But tzarech liros kol malachto kasuya. Come Shabbos, all your work is done. Like the great song. All your work is done on Shabbos. It's not done. You make Havdalah, it's going to be right there waiting for you. You have to go shopping and do the laundry. You have to get back to 1,000 people. You have a million things to do at work and in your private life. You have 101 responsibilities. It's all waiting there after Havdalah. But from Kiddush to Havdalah, it's as if there's nothing to do. The gift of Shabbos is it liberates us because there's nothing we can do. You can't do work. So it's a free day, it's a liberated day, it's a snow day, it's a hurricane day. It's a guilt-free off day because there's nothing you can do anyway. And by having a guilt-free off day, you can just enjoy the company of others, peace, serenity, and tranquility. So the Talmud Chacham, the righteous, is able to achieve that. Even midweek, they could say, you know what? When I walk into Shacharis, Mincha, or Maariv, there's nothing else to do. My phone stays in the car. It doesn't come inside with me. Because the million and one things I have to do the moment I walk out of Shacharis, or that will be waiting for me after Mincha Maariv, all that I have to accomplish and do after the fact, it'll be there waiting for me. But while I'm talking to Hashem, there's nothing else in the world. It'll be there. Trust me, it'll be there. But during that time, there is nothing else in the world. And when a person has that mentality, when you're able to achieve that level, you're able to extract yourself to have true mindfulness, to focus, which not only promotes a more meaningful conversation, but which also gives an inner peace and tranquility, something that we all strive for. Have a wonderful Chodesh. It's a new opportunity to start again. Rosh Chodesh, renewal is Chadshus with our davening, with our mindfulness, with the conversations we have throughout the day and throughout our lives. Wishing everyone a Chodesh Tov.